Lyric Opera Theater, which I'm assuming is your first priority, is at
ASU. Yeah, of course.
It's one of those institutions in the Valley that I guess started in the 1960s, and I just assume has always been a part of the university.
It almost feels that way, and of course, I'm not really that familiar with what ASU was like in 1964 when Ken Sipes started the program, but part of its success, of course, is that in its history, it's had exactly two leaders. Ken ran the program for 28 years, and then he retired in 1991. I've been there ever since.
It's a program that's so deep that people might not understand how deep, that it's Lyric Opera Theater, but it's everything backstage to directing to what happens when you're producing. That's a huge responsibility.
Well, it's actually five different programs, too, in terms of academics, because, and that's one of the things that makes us unusual nationally, is that we have five different degree programs going on. One of the things I started since I got there, we have an opera conducting degree. It's about the only one in the country. On the doctoral level, we've just combined with our orchestral conducting degree, because based on the theory that almost all orchestral conductors, professional ones, find their way into an opera pit sooner or later. And then we also have a degree, which actually Ken Sipes started, designed for people who want to be music directors in musical theater, which is a whole different job.
Since 1991, you've got to have a lot of graduates who keep up with you. You kind of follow what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Facebook's a great thing for that, too, because everybody's Facebook friends, and you get notes from somebody who says, oh, yeah, I'm in Berlin today doing such and such. we follow them a lot wherever they go. And we've got our graduates are working everywhere, from professional in Europe, in the United States, doing national tours of musicals. Some of them are working on tour ships around the world. This is a top 20 music school, and in state universities, top 10. And we have one of the largest programs for opera and musical theater in the country.
It is a well-kept secret. If you want to do musical theater, what a great place to come.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the great things about it is we are about the only program in the country that is unified in terms of doing both the operas and the musicals. So when the students come in, and we've had a lot of them do it, they'll come in interested on one side and leave doing the other.
Really? Coming up, you've got Così by Mozart's
right.
Così.
Mm-hmm.
What was the deciding factor here, or was there one?
Well, we try to do, in the opera side particularly, a sort of rotating basis of certain, not necessarily specific pieces, but styles of pieces, so that they get exposed to certain operatic styles, and Mozart, of course, is key to that, because there are four Mozart operas that are just done everywhere all over the world, of which Così fan tutte is one. The great thing about Mozart is good student voices can sing this stuff. There are six principal roles, of course, in Così fan tutte, and we have the entire thing double cast, four performances, so you have one cast on Thursday and Saturday night, the other cast is doing Friday and the Sunday matinee. That's one of the fun things about this, too, because you get a chance to hear really good young performers who may very well have a stellar future in front of them, but even if they don't, are doing stellar work right now.
What a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that and all that you do.
Oh, thank
and
you.
We're going to love to look forward to the upcoming production of Così fan tutte. And on behalf of all of us here at KBOC, thank you so much for what you've done and spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you. Love to do it.